It's time again for a look at the week in sports with our very own Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Fry.
I know it's football season, but today you're also talking about women in sports, right?
That's right. Venus and Serena are battling their way through the Australian Open this week, but football first. With the spotlight on Dallas Cowboys star Terrell Owens, we ask, is there crying in football? And to help answer that question, we turn to New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. So, hey, Bill, how you doing?
And the great Tony Cox. Everything is good in New York.
All right, so here's what happened with Owens, who was reduced to tears last Sunday after the Dallas Cowboys got beaten in their own house by the New York Giants. Now, he wasn't crying because they lost, but because of the way his quarterback, Tony Romo, has been treated. So Cowboy fans were all over Romo, whose relationship with Jessica Simpson has been a distraction, and they really didn't like it when Romo took a quick Mexican vacation with Simpson just days before the game, which they lost. Now, the brash Mr. Owens was asked about Romo's romp after the game, and he broke down. Well, decide for yourself.
Listen, this is not about, you know, Tony. You guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation, and if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team.
So the question, Bill Roden, is this. On sports pages, on TV, on radio, all week long, the question has been, was T.O. sincere? I mean, really, what's that about?
I think it really was, Tony. I think it really was sincere. Sorry, cheap shot.
Oh, that is a cheap shot.
I mean, it is a cheap shot. But, I mean, when you do stuff like that, to come on, face it. You know, could you see? Imagine, like, Muhammad Ali crying after a fight, or Barry Bonds crying. As much stuff as these guys have, as much heat as they took. You know, I mean, these guys had the weight of the world. Could you imagine Tommy Smith and John Carlson, you know, crying? I mean, you know, it's the more you hear that, number one, you get embarrassed for the guy. And, you know, there's nothing. I mean, if he should have talked the guy out of going to Mexico. You know, that's when what he should have done.
That's when he should have been crying. He should have been crying. Keep him from going. All right, let me move on, because if the media hates T.O., and there's evidence that that may be the case, the media certainly loves Tony Dungy, and there's plenty of evidence to that. Rumors are all over the place this week, Bill Roden, about the Indianapolis Colts head coach and whether he is leaving the team. Now, it's been reported that he's already decided to retire, but Dungy is saying he won't make any announcement either way before this weekend, maybe on Monday. But here's the thing. If he does retire, his assistant, Jim Caldwell, might be the heir apparent. And if that happens, to my thinking, this would be the first time in NFL history that a black head coach is replaced by another black.
And you know, Tony, this is such a great moment. In a way, it's sad in a way that Tony may be leaving. And I think he will, by the way. But also, it shows commitment. I will be willing to bet that as a condition of his relationship, his ongoing relationship with the coach, he probably told the ownership, Caldwell has got to be the guy that follows me, because Tony knows how important it is to have an African-American head coach. He knows the struggle. And I'd be willing to bet, because that's the kind of guy that Tony is, that he almost made them promise that Caldwell would be the guy they would name.
Interesting. And it's happening, if it does, around Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
interesting. Let's yep. go to Melbourne, Australia, because the Williams sisters begin the Australian Open having won something like, I think, 14 majors between yep. them. And they are arguably the best known female athletes in America, certainly in tennis. But for several reasons, Bill, injuries, outside interests, they are also seen sometimes as perhaps not being as consistently at the top as their talent suggests they should be. Do you think Venus and Serena have reached their full potential?
Tony, I find that remarkable that people even think. If they were more focused, they probably wouldn't lose a match. I mean, they are already the dominant force in women's tennis. And in fact, if there is any justice in the world, they would build statues of those two girls around each of the four majors, because that's the impact that they have had on tennis. Now, could they be better? Well, of course, everybody could be better, but did you see what Serena did last year, being half in shape? and she won the Australian Open. Venus won Wimbledon last year, and I'd be willing to bet that they're going to win one or two majors this year. Yeah, sure, if they could just focus and do nothing but tennis, yeah, they would probably win more. But I think that what they have done individually and as sisters is phenomenal.
Well, you know, but they are still the Williams sisters, aren't they? Because they're generating as much talk locally in Melbourne about their behinds as their strokes. That's no joke.
I won't go there. But you're right. I mean, the larger point is that they have re-energized a sport. They've not just men's tennis. They have re-energized tennis. Tennis is always better when the Williams sisters are involved. And I would not be surprised if they might even meet each other this year at the Australian Open.
You think so?
I haven't seen how the brackets line up. I just have a sense, Tony, that, you know, Venus just graduated from fashion. She got her fashion degree just a few months ago. She is really, really focused. She's focused on her career, but she's also focused on tennis, and I think they're both focused on legacy.
Well, they certainly have built a great one so far. We'll have to see how that legacy continues to develop as their careers go forward. Bill Roden, always a pleasure to talk to you about the thing you know the most about, sports.
The pleasure is mine, my brother.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with our regular sports commentator, William C. Roden. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback.